From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting a long-range U.S. military bomber flies over South Korea. The flyover appears to be in response to North Korea's latest nuclear weapons test. Commander Terrence O'Shaughnessy spoke to reporters.
The United States remains steadfast in its commitment to the defense of the Republic of Korea and maintaining the stability on the Korean Peninsula, to include extended deterrence provided by our conventional forces and our nuclear umbrella.
The B-52 bomber was seen flying over Osan Air Base, heading back to Guam. U.S. actor Sean Penn met with Mexican drug trafficker Joaquin El Chapo Guzman in Mexico months before Guzman's capture. The meeting was for an interview published on the website of Rolling Stone magazine. Guzman told Penn he supplies more heroin, methamphetamine, cocaine, and marijuana than anyone else in the world. Penn described Guzman as entirely unapologetic. At least four people were killed Sunday in northern Yemen when a missile hit a medical clinic operated by the aid group Doctors Without Borders. The group says the missile struck the Shiara Hospital in Sada Province. The charity says 10 people were wounded in the shelling, including three staff members. It adds that the number of casualties could rise. Egypt held an opening session of parliament on Sunday, the chamber's first session in more than 3 years. The assembly has 15 days to ratify hundreds of executive decrees issued by President Abdel Fattah el-Sisi, or the laws will be repealed. Egypt has not had a parliament since 2012, when a court dissolved a democratically elected legislature dominated by the Muslim Brotherhood. This is VOA News. Arab League foreign ministers expressed solidarity with Saudi Arabia during a meeting Sunday in Cairo to discuss the recent attacks on its diplomatic mission in Iran. Edward Uranian reports.
The gathering of Arab foreign ministers and diplomats applauded as the United Arab Emirates foreign minister Sheikh Abdullah bin Zayed blasted Iran. He claims that Iran uses sectarianism as a tool to impose its hegemony over the region and to meddle in the internal affairs of Arab states. He alleged that it supports extremist groups, trains and arms terrorists, and creates militias to spread chaos and violence and destabilize the area. Edward Uranian, Cairo.
Republican Party candidates Donald Trump and Ted Cruz are in a virtual dead heat in Iowa. Democrats Hillary Clinton and Bernie Sanders are also locked in a very close race there. Those figures come from the latest NBC News Wall Street Journal Marist poll. Clinton and Sanders are also within the margin of error in New Hampshire, while Trump has built a 16-point lead in the state. A newly arrived Syrian refugee and a Muslim former U.S. soldier will be among the White House invitees sitting with First Lady Michelle Obama Tuesday at President Barack Obama's final State of the Union address. The choice of guests for the First Lady often reflects the president's priorities. Immigrants in the German city of Cologne are the targets of new protests after some of them were accused of committing sexual assaults and robberies during New Year's Eve celebrations in the city. Thousands of people gathered in Paris on Sunday to mark the anniversary of the attacks on the Charlie Hebdo magazine and a Jewish supermarket. Those terrorist attacks last January killed 17 people. The Parliament of Spain's Catalonia province has a new leader. He is Charles Puigdemont. He's the mayor of the city of Girona and a strong proponent of making Catalonia a nation separate from Spain. His election came following a period of negotiations among the region's various political parties. Meanwhile, acting Spanish Prime Minister Mariano Rajoy says he will block any unilateral move from the new Catalan government towards secession. The boyfriend of a British actress, Sian Blake, has been arrested by authorities in Ghana in connection with her death. Arthur Simpson Kent now faces possible extradition to Britain, where he will face questioning by the police. The actress and her two young children were reported missing in December. The bodies of all three were later found in London. From the VOA News Center in Washington, I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.